Hello and welcome to Q&A with Perry A about calcium bentonite clay. This is your day to bring questions, and I hope you're loaded with questions today. A lot of exciting things going on in the clay world. More and more people are becoming aware of it and its benefits and how it miraculously slows down a lot, relieves a lot of suffering, I guess you'd say. Just seems to take pain away. We already have some questions in queue today. I'm Perry A, the author of Living Clay, and I'm here today to answer your questions. We have a question here from Ann in Nashville. What would be the thought for using clay to help unknown growth on the face that periodically grows bigger and is sometimes accompanied by swelling? The thought by the non-medical community is that it may or may not have anything to do with internal gut infections and issues. Even those doctors from acclaimed medical communities worldwide have virtually no definition or treatment for this. Well, I would definitely put clay on it, the clay mask. It's what you put on topically for facials. Smear it thickly over that area at bedtime. Let it dry. Sleep with it on. If you're where you can use it during the day, do that. You can let it dry and leave it on for an hour, wash it off, do it again. I think you'll see some control, some shrinking. It's going to take time. You may have to do that for a year. I've had some large moles on the side of my cheek and started doing that, and they're actually breaking up and getting smaller. Mine didn't really swell. They were growing, and they quit getting bigger, and they are getting smaller. It takes a lot of patience. Definitely, I would say also drink. They say drink the clay. They say that the skin is a reflection of an imbalance on the inside. It's something a lot of times I really think sometimes moles are toxins that didn't quite get out but got captured and held in space and time. I know when I was exposed to a rash, an allergic reaction to a trumpet vine, and I thought I had poison ivy, it reacted that way. And I had picked up these big bundle of trumpet vines that I had clipped and carried them to the trash can, and I got some under my neck, and of course I was holding up close to me, and somehow it got under my bra. Probably it was on my hands, and I went in and was changing clothes or something and got it there, the oil. And I had a real breakout right under my right breast, and after that I had all these moles across there. And I thought, okay, it pulled the toxins to the surface. It carried them there and have them locked in these moles. So I started putting clay on it. Some of them have gone away. It's a difficult place, so I haven't really pursued it steadily to see if they'd all go away or not. But some of them actually did. So that's my theory on what it might be. And if you're diligent with clay, if you think it has gut issues, anyone with serious gut issues, I recommend drinking the clay and being aggressive with it. Candida, leaky gut, irritable bowel, Crohn's disease, you need to be aggressive. We've had tremendous success of a lady in Canada that healed all sorts of gut issues with herself, and also a gentleman there who was diagnosed with 5% of his kidney left. He had cirrhosis of the liver. And the doctor sent him home to die, and he started drinking a cup of clay three times a day, a cup of the liquid, taking the baths and putting a poultice on his liver. And in 6 months, instead of dying, his liver grew back 30%. In a year and a half, it's grown back 55%, and his hepatitis C has totally gone off the grid. They can't find that he has that anymore. So I start off with 2 ounces three times a day. Every day, add another ounce to each one. The only thing is, if you're taking medications, prescription medications, take them away from the medicines. You can call your pharmacy, give them the list of your medicines. Once you absorb the medicines into the bloodstream, the clay won't interfere with it. So find out how long it takes to absorb the medicine and then take the clay. And that's what I recommend. But do it every night. Smear some of that clay on there. Cover it where you can't see the area and just let it dry and sleep with it on. And let us know how that works for you, and we'll be kind of listening in. I think you'll see, particularly when it starts swelling and getting larger or irritating or itchy, be sure and put it on there. Maxine in Greensboro, can living clay be used to eliminate DCIS breast cancer? That's cancer in the duct tissue about the size of a pea, and it was just discovered. If so, how to use it, how often, and how long? Again, I suggest drinking the clay. Anything like this, I would go ahead and build up to the 8 ounces 3 times a day. But more importantly, I would put mask over that area, the clay mud, real thickly. Put a piece of saran wrap over it. Wear it under your bra during the day. If you can, change it like twice during the day. At night, put a fresh one on and sleep with it on. You may need to sleep in a, find an old comfortable bra you can sleep in to hold it in place. And see if you don't notice a difference in that. You know, it may dissolve it immediately. It may take longer. Everybody's situation is different. So I would do that. If you haven't noticed a change within a month, then maybe pursue a different avenue. Generally, clay works pretty quickly on something like that. So those are my suggestions. You know, use it as long as you need it. But if it's getting worse, getting larger, then look for another avenue. We really don't make cancer claims here. I have had reports of dogs with the tumors that were on the surface that were dissolved. And so we just want you to take care and be well. Thank you. Karen in Austin. I know that the living clay product pulls toxins out of the body, but does it also pull nutrients? No, it does not. Clay is very selective. It's not interested. They have done research with mice and shown that clay, when clay was 25% of their diet, they had no ill effects from reducing their nutrition. There was no loss of minerals to their bones and in their system. It didn't, you know, suck out the minerals that are already in your body, and it didn't rob them of the nutrition they were getting. Doesn't seem to affect it. You know, you can take it. We say take it on an empty stomach if you're doing a cleanse, but if you're not doing a cleanse, you can take clay anytime. Just remember, if you're taking medications, take it away from your medicine. Call your pharmacy and check and see how long it takes you to absorb it, and then take the clay. Good questions here today. I had one from last week that was late getting in, and we didn't see it. Last week was the Live Well seminar, so we always hold the clay questions over to later. And it was from my friend Carol in Chicago. She says, can you tell us about clay and viruses, any kind? Thank you. How do clays neutralize them? It says CV. I'm not sure what you mean by CV. Okay, clay and viruses. Here are the things that clays goes after. Viruses, fungus, yeast, molds, infections, chemicals, aflatoxins, which are a mold-like things. And it tends to capture them and take them out of the body. Sometimes you need to take clay baths to get them out. If they're already absorbed into the bloodstream and have been stored in the tissues of the body and intermingle with the body, you want to be sure and take the clay baths to detox from, because it will pull them through the pores of the skin. drinking the clay will clean from the mouth down, so any freshly ingested things of this nature. We have had people with the MRSA virus, a big infection on their leg, and they put the clay over it, and immediately it started healing. It pulled the virus out and healed the area. We've had people with staph infections that it has cleared up. So, yes, I would say it definitely goes after virus system. And she asked another question. She said, hi, could you talk to us about the influence of clay over the immune system? Thank you. Oh, CV is her initials. I'm sorry. Now I figured it out. Yes, clay supports the immune system. Clay works on the whole body, and it works in a plethora of ways, different ways, some direct, some indirect. A lot of times direct applications on acne and arthritis help, but also drinking it does, helps dissolve the buildup in the joints. Clay supports the balance of the body, the pH. It takes out the toxins. When we're overloaded with toxins, our immune system becomes weakened, and we become more and more susceptible and vulnerable to everything that comes along. That's why we get so more sickly. Our immune system has been compromised and weakened. The body needs a certain amount of energy to function well. And when the immune system is affected, that energy is down, and people get chronic fatigue, they get tired, they have no energy, and that's where clay comes in. Clay has a natural energy to it that when you drink it, it resonates with the whole body. It will resonate with dormant cells. It revitalizes the body with an energy. And like I always say, it's not like a coffee high. You don't get a nervous energy. It's just you feel like tackling just spring cleaning, cleaning out your pantry, reorganizing it, cleaning a closet, going out and working in the yard. You just have more energy and you feel better. So we need to take it internally and to use it topically too. I can't say enough about clay baths. When you take a clay bath, you're not aware that it's really doing anything. A few people will get a change in the color of their clay if they're highly, highly toxic. Rarely does that ever happen. It's never happened with me. Do I feel better afterwards? Yes. If my muscles are sore, my daughter's doing one of these boot camp exercise program for 6 weeks, and she said yesterday, she said, Mom, I can't even sit on the pot. I ache so bad. And I said, I told you to take a clay bath last night because it will pull out. She's excreted a lot of acetylsalicylic acid in her body. That's what makes those muscles sore. The clay will pull that out and take that soreness away. One clay bath can relieve a whole lot of misery. Not only is it taking out toxins that are lodged in your body, but it's taking out things that aren't needed. The clay baths are very relaxing. It stimulates the flow of energy in your body as well as the energy from the clay. Sometimes we get clogged sites where the energy doesn't flow in our lymph glands. We've had several people that tried the new clay deodorants we have, and a couple of them said they started getting BO, and I told them to put clay under their arms and clean their lymph glands out, and they did that for 2 or 3 days, and then they can use the deodorant. It was bringing up the body odor. It was bringing up the clogged stuff in their lymphatic glands under their arms. So when you get this out and the flow of energy goes, the body propels itself to a higher state of health. I just can't say enough about the drinking it as well as taking the clay baths to help the whole body. It's naturally going to balance your pH. If your pH is balanced, a lot of people are sick just because of pH imbalance, over acidity, and this helps correct that. So, yes, clay definitely helps boost the immune system. I don't care if you've had chemo, when you get through, you start taking your clay baths, drinking the clay, and really help your body maintain and revert back to its old self quicker, because you're very vulnerable in that state. Great question, Carol. Thank you. Again, she says, my friend, a male, is bold. We can save, or can we save or grow more clay? Clay isn't grown. It's produced by volcanic action, and then it has to evolve over millions of years to turn into clay. But the whole earth was formed from volcanic eruptions, and they're probably clay deposits that haven't even been discovered yet. Eventually, will some of these deposits run out? Yes. There's no way to grow clay or to produce it. It has to be birthed through the volcano. I've had a question today about these 50-50 clays. People are blending sodium and calcium bentonite clays. And I don't know for what purpose they think they're going to accomplish. It's kind of like mixing apples and oranges together. It's not going to taste like an apple. It's not going to taste like an orange. If one clay is stronger than the other, it's going to dummy down both of them. So a good clay, a good pure clay that's been tested, you know it's pure and safe, is a great standalone product. I think there's a misconception that sodium bentonites detox more because it's a swelling clay. They have more swelling. The clay particles in bentonites are smectites. The smectite family of clays all have a cation exchange capacity. I forgot what it is. I think it's about 100, whatever the little signs are out at the side at the Mg/something or other, the chemical term. They're one of the highest cation exchange clays in the seven families of clays. Vermiculite is the only one that's larger, but vermiculite is not a clay for human use. So essentially, for human use, your bentonite clays have the highest cation exchange capacity, and also are termed swelling clays. Your sodiums will outswell some. These are dioctahedral clays, two-layer clays, and they're called that because they have two tetrahedral layers. This is where the silica is held. And these are triangle points, and they aim downward and are connected to an octahedral layer that holds the calcium or the sodium. And these points are bound together by oxygen molecules. So here you have this two-layer clay molecule there. In between the layer is where the water comes, and in the inner layer of the clay is where these a plethora of negative charges are. Around the outside are some positive charges. These are the exchange layers. It has sodium, calcium, magnesium, and potassium can be in the outer layer, and those can be thrown off into the body to take on one of the toxins or baddies. So they're exchanged. They exchanged a little vitamin, and those are the only four minerals that are in the exchangeable layer. They're not enough. You don't know how many are going to be exchanged, so they're not enough to give you your daily mineral requirement. So don't take clay thinking you're going to have all the calcium you need. Now, you will get an increase in bone structure and bone density from clays just by but the fact that clay, the dominant mineral in clay, is silica. Silica is used for building strong bones and teeth. So putting it topically over a broken bone will help support healing that bone in half the time. I've seen broken bone heals in 4 weeks instead of 8 weeks. And these were wrist breaks, and one of them was a compounded wrist break. So pack your gums with clay, and it helps strengthen your jawbone and hold your roots of your teeth better. You need good, strong jawbones, particularly when you get older. This is very good for that. Oh, and Carol said that I was asking of a friend who was bald and asking if Clay could grow more hair. Well, it type, you know, these typos when we type. Okay, here you got me off on this big tangent. Now I'm getting back on this. If the hair follicle is not dead, Clay will stimulate more hair growth. It'll start out very fine and baby-like. If the hair follicle is dead, it won't do anything to reverse that. But, you know, you can put it on, rub it in your scalp, put a shower cap on, you can sleep with it on, or you can leave it on for an hour or so, shampoo it out. If your hair is coarse, your hair is going to feel bolder and coarser. So you may need a conditioner with it. After you shampoo, use a conditioner, and it's fine. If your hair is very oily and fine, most people don't want to use anything because they like the bulkiness they get with the clay gives their body, that their hair normally just plasters down in their skin, excretes a lot of oil, and so by the end of the day, it looks like they haven't washed their hair in a week. You know, it gets oily and greasy. But if you wash it with clay, it takes that extra excess oil out and it fluffs up the hair. But if it does feel coarse, just follow it with a conditioner and it'll be fine. All right. Can you tell us the best combination of clay with fruits or juices? If you make a smoothie and you put apples and oranges and vegetables and grapes and whatever, bananas, whatever you want in there, you can put your clay in with it. You don't want to mix the clay water with lemon juice because when you shake it, it will cause a release of gases. And it's, one lady put it in a glass jar and shook it, and it expanded so much it broke the jar. So with citrus fruits, I would avoid putting it in there and shaking it. There's some sort of reaction when the clay is trying to neutralize the acidity. I know supposedly lemons convert from acid to alkaline when they're taken in the body or some such stuff. But if you're mixing them one-to-one, you might have an explosion. So I would avoid your citrus fruits. I can't see a problem with any of the fruit juices or the other fruits, you know, apple juice or grape juice or something like that. Even tomato juice is good in tomato juice. So play around with those, and it's easier to get down, particularly for kids. My grandson takes it in apple juice, but he will not take it straight up. He just looks at it, I don't care how sick he is, he won't try it. And he knows it helps him. You know, he's figured that out, but just the thought of it. Of course, he won't eat anything but ketchup and meat on his hamburger either, so typical kid. All right, let's see if we have any more questions coming in. Looks like that's all for now. Let me go over and see who's on the phone. If anyone on the phone has a question they'd like to ask, if they press star 2 on their phone, I can open that line. Well, if I don't have any questions for a little while, I'm going to talk more about there's something going on with mixing clays. And I got a question today from a lady talking about a 50-50 clay with calcium and sodium. These clays are made naturally by volcanic action. Chemists tried to infuse sodium into calcium bentonites to manipulate the clay to get them to do something or other. When you do that, you're messing with Mother Nature. It's going to take something away from the efficacy of the clay. I'm not a big believer in mixing them because I think you really, it's almost like saying, okay, I've got two inferior clays. If I mix them together, will it be better? Could it possibly be you're dumbing down the good clay? We don't know how these minerals interact, but nature made them, and trying to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear isn't always very successful. So I believe if you have a good clay, take it. If you think you need a sodium clay, buy one that's a low sodium. You definitely don't need the high sodiums. Those are more industrial clays. And if you'll look for the uses, they make plastics out of them. They make paints out of them. Because when you mix them with water, they have a gooey, greasy texture to them. All clays have a little greasy texture to them. If you, even a calcium clay, if you pour it in a glass, a little glass, and drink it, you'll notice there's a coating in the clay, and if you reach in and touch it, it's kind of slippery, it's slick. And if you try to rinse it out without washing it out, just think water will rinse it out, and then set it on the cabinet to dry, you'll notice when it dries, there's a little chalky coating inside the glass. So this is the coating effect of clays, and your sodium clays are more greasy, and I've seen some that are just rubbery gooey. You know this blob your kids throw at the wall and it slides down the wall? They have that kind of texture, not hard enough to make a blob out of it. Maybe that's what some of those blobs are made from. I don't know. But I'm just a big believer in taking a good clay as a standalone and not compromising it with too many oils and other things. Give the clay a chance to work. It works on the whole body. It is absolutely amazing in what it can do. And I think often we jump in and I hear people that are taking a plethora of things. Somebody told them to take this, somebody told them to take that, and they just jumped on the bandwagon and they're mixing all these things in their system. Oils and herbs and supplements and probiotics, and not that any one of them isn't good in their own right, but when you put all these things together, you're going to get a chemical reaction in your gut. And a lot of people tell me they have this bloatedness. And when I ask them what all they're taking, I understand why. You're having chemical reactions. Minerals and vitamins work with each other, and they exchange and they affect each other. It takes more magnesium than calcium to make the calcium bioavailable. The same thing with phosphorus. It needs more of something, and all the chemical, it's a whole life study of these vitamins and how they interact with each other. So you're messing with Mother Nature when you start mixing clays. If you want to take both of them, take them at separate times. I think it would be more effective that way. I haven't tried a 50-50 clay yet, and I'll try to order one sometimes just to try it. When I actually mixed some salt with a calcium clay, because someone said put some bath salt in it and mix it to take your bath in, it stopped the clay from being emulsified. It stopped the swelling action of the clay, and it just immediately separated into water at the top, and the clay part just settled to the bottom immediately. So it took out the emulsification and the activation of the clay. So be careful what you mix clay with. Uh-oh. Sorry about that. I forgot to turn off my phone. Thought I had it on vibrate. Okay, we have a question now. How do you get rid of strong, salty, sour taste in our mouth using clay? How do you suggest treating varicose veins with clay? Well, if you have a salty, sour taste in your mouth when you're using clay, I would ask what type of clay are you using? You shouldn't get a salty or sour taste. Most clays, a good clay, will be virtually tasteless. I would say try another clay. Sometimes you might want to swish with clay in your mouth to kind of clean those glands if you think it's coming from you, like the deodorant problem. So I would take a mouthful and swish it for 2 or 3 minutes and then rinse your mouth out and see if that does it. But just drinking the clay shouldn't give you a salty or sour taste. You should have a little bit of chalkiness in your mouth, and that should be it. and one sip of water and that's gone. And the chalky is the alkaline nature, and that's what you need to balance your pH. For treating varicose veins, not only would I drink the clay, I would also use the clay topically over the veins. You can cover them with some saran wrap, scotch tape it to your leg and sleep with it on at night. You can put a thin coat on in the day, and, you know, particularly if you're wearing long pants, put a thin coat on in the morning and let it dry and just leave it on until you can get where you can put some, you know, a thicker coat on. In the evening, put it on kind of thick and let it dry, wash it off, put it on again, let it dry, and it should have a shrinking effect, drawing up those veins and making them more sturdy and functioning like they should function. So I'm curious as to what type of clay you're taking that you're getting a strong, salty, sour taste in your mouth. That was kind of puzzling. Well, we're short on questions today. I'm going to go over to the phone line. And we don't have very many people on the line today. It's such a beautiful outside day outside. I don't regret anybody not wanting to listen to me talk about clay to be out and enjoying this day. At least if you live in Texas, it is. It's a cool, sunny day. It's not hot. There's a nice breeze in the area. And I myself can't wait to go back outside. So I'm going to look one more time for questions. Okay, something has come in late. Here's one. He said, the salty taste is previous to using clay, not after using clay. What causes salty or sour in your mouth from your body? I would say an imbalance in your digestive system somewhere along the way, maybe with the glands under your throat. You can put some clay under your jaw at night, a thin coat on. There's some glands kind of drop down from your ear and under your jawbone area there. The salivary glands may have an effect to it. Maybe what you're eating could cause that. And thank you for clarifying that, because I didn't understand what you were talking about. I imagine that could be quite irritating not to be able to get that out. So if you do have it, go get some clay and swish and see if you can get that cleaned out. Unless you're eating a whole lot of sodium, I just don't know what would cause a salty, sour taste, unless it had something to do with your digestion and your food, in which case I'd definitely be taking clay internally to see if you could balance that out. And thank you for clarifying that. All right. Any other questions? Carol again said, in the past you mentioned clay and enemas. Could you elaborate about that? Some people take coffee enemas. Some people take coffee clay enemas. You can mix the clay with it, or you can take just a clay enema. I recommend 2 ounces of the liquid clay to a pint of water, a pint's 2 cups, and use that for an enema. And it'll help clean out your colon, get out toxins and debris. It's just another way of helping that colon and helping detox. There are a lot of people who use coffee enemas for treating cancer. Now, I'm not sure if it's colon cancer or other types of cancers. Coffee enemas are supposed to be very good, but I do know people who mix clay and coffee together and combine those. So you might try that. If you're having constipation problems with clay, it's because there is an imbalance in your system. The clay itself does not cause it, but an imbalance in your digestive system can cause it. So in that case, you want to keep drinking the clay. A lot of times it's the cleaning process. If you're carrying 5 to 10 pounds of old fecal matter in the crevices of your colon, that have been lodged in there, and it's dried out and putrefied in there. As the clay pulls it out, it's going to be hard, dark, and stinky. So you may need help getting that out. And a clay enema is one way to help that out. Drinking lots of liquids, keep taking the clay. It's definitely working. Take whatever you need to keep your janitorial services working. You want to get rid of this stuff. You know, you can eat prunes, you can take slippery elm, you can, I like over-the-counter magnesium tablets, 250 milligram, it's not a laxative. Most of us need more magnesium, it's beneficial to helping you absorb more calcium. And there are all sorts of laxative. I don't like laxative because they can be habit-forming, but there are a lot of other ways to help keep the plumbing cleaned out and the pipes cleaned out and moving. So, clay enemas can be very good, particularly with prostate cancer, any kind of colon problems, diverticulitis, polyps in your colon. It could do you very good. So thank you for all your questions. Carol, you're a wonderful supporter, and I love your questions. You challenge me mentally. And I'm going to, here's another question from Lisa in Richardson. Do you think clay could benefit a person who is having trouble digesting fats after gallbladder removal? This person who has some constipation also, along with a dry, persistent cough for years, post-bronchitis. For the cough, I'd put the clay topically on her throat over the bronchial tube areas. At night, she can put a thin coat on and leave it on there and sleep with it on. She can even put a thin coat on during the day and see if she can help expand the bronchial tubes and clear a little of that up. I've had a lot of people that have had gallbladder removed, and if they eat something they shouldn't, they really have trouble and get belly aches, and it's very uncomfortable for them. And drinking the clay, several people have told me drinking the clay really helps relieve that. Clay tends to absorb fats. If you put it some vegetable oil over a pan of water and sprinkle dry clay over it, you'll watch it absorb the fat and sink to the bottom. And when you reach down to squeeze the clay, it doesn't release the oils. So if you're taking good oils like your omega-3s and your omega-6s, those are the two essential fatty acids that we need. We don't need these other fatty acids. Those are the only two essential fatty acids that the body doesn't provide. So take your omega-3s and your omega-6s, but take them away from clay. But if you're eating a fatty diet, if you know you're eating something, if you're going to eat brisket and it's got all that fat in it, drink some clay before and after, and I think it'll help with that gallbladder situation. So very good questions on that. And again, you know, you said this person has some constipation issues too. Again, with that, just get her to get, I would increase the clay doses, see if it's about cleaning out. It may take a year to balance your inside gut flora, and to get your digestive system working as it should. But the clay will constantly work towards those ends. But you may have to take something to help along with it. And we talked about different things to take that aren't laxatives. But definitely keep your digestive system. Your digestive system, your elimination system, you're eliminating the toxic waste. So you want to take the garbage out, even if you have to help the garbage and boot it out. Whatever you need to do to get it out, do it and get that garbage out of there. Thank you for these questions. This is wonderful. Okay, Mona. The salty, sour taste has been occurring for several months now. I've been taking clay for 3 months. I am vegetarian and eat very little salt, if any. No packaged or processed foods, no meat, no dairy. Thank you for your sick. Perhaps a colon cleanse may help. Yes. I would increase the amount of your clay that you're taking. You can take up to eight ounces three times a day, and let's see if that doesn't change that and help that out. You're eating healthy. Something is out of balance causing that. I'm not sure if it's in the glands, the salivary glands, or an imbalance somewhere in the body, but I would be aggressive with the liquid clay and try taking large amounts three times a day and, you know, see if you don't notice a difference. If it's continuing the same, then I would back off from that. You might try stopping the clay for a while and see if it goes away. I don't know if it's clay related. If it is, the clay is trying to eliminate something that it sees is not good for the body. So that would be your call on that. I know that is aggravating to constantly have a salty, sour taste in your mouth. So I hope you find a solution for that. And if you do, share it with us and let us know. Thank you, Mona. Okay, so drinking clay before and after a fatty meal won't bother the nutritions in the meal? No, clay does not bother food. You can drink clay before and after a meal. It's not going to rob you of your nutrition and your food. There are studies showing that. It's only going after the virus, the fungus, the yeast. If you got food with pesticides in it, it'll grab the pesticides out, but it doesn't take the nutrition. I think there's a wives' tale going around that clay is going to absorb everything. It's very selective, so I drink it before meals often, particularly if I'm going. My grandson always likes to have a pizza party for his birthday, and so you hate not to partake with the other kids, and pizzas are just darn good. Regardless, if you're trying to eat healthy, occasionally a big old slice of pizza is wonderful. So I drink my clay before I go. Same thing with eating Mexican food. I live in Texas, and people in South Texas, and Mexican food is a daily staple in our diets a lot of times. We love it. And so when I do indulge in that, I will drink my clay before I go or take it with me, and make sure I have a lot of clay in me to counter that. So don't be afraid of taking clay with food. Thank you. Okay. All right. We end up with some good questions there, and I don't see any more in for this moment. I'm going to ask, we have some people on the phone line now. If you have a question, if you'll press star 2 on your phone, I will open your line, and I have a question. Let me open this line. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. And your question?
Yes, I'm wondering about clay and food reactions.
How do you mean?
Like, does it help?
Oh, if you're having a reaction to food?
Yes.
Yes, clay is very good for any digestive balancing. So drinking it if you're having a reaction to foods, like what type of reaction? Do you break out in a rash or an allergic reaction?
I have mast cell disorder, so I get systemic problems from, you know, just getting dizzy to, but it's definitely the food that I'm reacting to.
Okay, I would definitely get on the liquid clay and be drinking it three times a day, and I would start with 2 ounces and build up every day 1 ounce, and you can go as much as 8 ounces three times a day and find your happy place where that's not happening and where that's helping you.
Okay, and how far away do I need to take it from medication?
Well, call your pharmacy, tell them the name of your medication, and ask them how long it takes for you to absorb your medicine. Generally, it's 2 to 3 hours. The medicine is absorbed. Sometimes it's 1 to 2 hours. And then you can take it safely. And the pharmacy should be able to tell. Every medicine is different, so just check with them. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, we have another question here. Yes, and Grand Perry, are you on the line? Hello?
This is Jean, but I'm not from Grand Prairie. Is this me?
Well, the phone, it comes up, your city and state is Grand Prairie, Texas.
No, I'm in Plano, Texas.
Oh, wow,
anyway.
You're way, long way from Grand Prairie.
Well, not too far, but I have a question about your magnesium that you have suggested us take for elimination and sleep and so forth, but you always say use the oxide. I have been taking, I looked at my bottle, and it says magnesium citrate. Does that interfere with the clay? Because I do drink clay.
It doesn't interfere with the clay, but it's not as effective for some people that get constipation as magnesium oxide is.
Okay.
Not that it interferes with the clay. It's just that it's...
Okay. I didn't know if it would cause, the bubbling or anything, because the other night when I took this for going to bed, I really had a lot of, gurgling going on. And I thought, well, maybe it's the citrate that's in this one versus the oxide.
Yeah. Well, it could have been any number of things that you ate. And was it just at bedtime, or did you take the clay at bedtime and then have the gas?
No, actually, I didn't take clay that night. I had taken it earlier in the day, but then when I took this, it actually has more ingredients than just the magnesium. It has C and D and calcium and potassium and boron. I don't know if I need all that.
Yeah, that's why I like the magnesium oxide. It's so simple, and it's a very easy form, and it comes in a little tablet, 250 milligram. And you can find your happy place with them. You can just cut the tablets in two. Sometimes I need one and a half, sometimes just one, or sometimes just a half. Depends on how I've been eating and exercising. There's a lot of things that contribute to that. So just you can play with it and find your happy place.
Okay. Thank you, Perry. Appreciate it.
Thank you for asking. You bet. Thank you. All right. Anyone else have a question? Okay, this is Perry. Hello? Did you have a question? All right. I am going to run over one more time and see if we have any more questions that came in. And if not, I'm going to sign out for today. We're beyond our 30 minutes by 15 minutes, but get outside today. It's a beautiful spring day. I hope it is where you are. And most of us have the snow melting and things are getting better. There's signs of spring around. And enjoy this beautiful day. You know, springtime doesn't last very long before the intense heat comes, so grab that brass ring and go for it and have a wonderful weekend. And don't forget to take your clay. This is Perry A. signing out.